So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara referring to the second halacha of the Mishnah on the previous Amud. Esachai b'mita, pater afa l'mita, shamita tfeilaloi. If one carries a living person on a bed, he is pater for carrying the person and for carrying the bed, which is secondary to the person. Leim masnitin reb nasni. At first, the Gemara assumes that the reason one is pater for carrying the person is because the Mishnah follows the opinion of reb nasni, who says in the Braisa that one is pater for carrying live animals because hachaynoi sesatzmai. Live beings support themselves. However, the Gemara concludes that the Rabban who hold one is chai for carrying live animals only disagree regarding animals who try to get away. However, they agree that one is potter for carrying live people because regarding human beings, we do say hachai noises atzmoi, as people tend to support themselves when being carried, and the Mishnah is in accord with Rabban as well. The Gemara qualifies this rule of hachai noises atzmoi. Amar b'yechanan, umayde Reb Nosson b'kofes. Reb Nosson would agree that one is chayef for carrying a live person or animal who is tied, because they are unable to support themselves. The Gemara continues with the next halacha of the Mishnah. Es hameis b'mita chayef. One who carries out a dead body is chayef for haitza. Similarly, k'zayis min hameis u'k'zayis min hanavelu u'chadosh min hasheret chayef. One who carries out an olive-sized piece of flesh of a human body, or of the carcass of an animal, or a lentil-sized piece of a rodent, is chayef for haitza. As Rashi explains, since these are the minimum amounts that cause tumah, they are significant in that he wants them removed so that he does not become tameh, and he's therefore chayef for haitza. Reb Shimon Paiter. Reb Shimon exempts him. Rashi explains in the Mishnah because it's a malacha she'ein etzrich legufa, a malacha which is not needed for its defined purpose. According to Reb Shimon, one is only chayef for haitza where he wants the item in the second place. Where he only wants it out of the first place, he's pater because that is a malacha she'ein etzrich legufa. Amar Rabbi Barachan Amar B'yechanan, v'amar Rabbi Yosef Amar B'Shimon Malakish, paiter hoy Reb Shimon, af b'maitzi es hameis lekaivrei. Reb Shimon exempts him even where he's taking the body out for burial. Rashi explains, we might think that Reb Shimon exempts only where there is no tzayrich, no need or benefit at all. Loy l'guva shel maitzi, v'loy l'guva shel haitza. Neither for the person doing the malacha, nor for the object. Therefore, the Gemara teaches that even in this case, he is pater. Although there is a benefit for the mess to be buried, since there is no benefit for the person, it's a malacha shein etzrich l'gufa, and he's pater. Rava adds, sefer Torah likris boy. We might have thought that a malacha is only considered tzrich l'gufa to be chayiv if it is l'gufoi u l'gufa, beneficial both for the person carrying it and for the item being carried. Rava teaches that even if it is only beneficial for the person, as in the case of carrying a sefer Torah to read from it, it is considered tzrich l'gufa and is chayiv. In other words, tzrich l'gufa depends only on the person doing the malacha. The Gemara relates, Hahu shich v'dehava bidru krayra. There was a dead body in the town of Der Krayra, which Rav Nachman permitted them to move to a karmelis on Shabbos. Since carrying out to a karmelis is only midrabanan, the principle of gavra kolar v'kavra briyas, shadoiches leisaseh shabateri applies. Everybody agrees that you are allowed to violate Isur Midrabanan for the sake of Kavod HaBriyos, maintaining human dignity. The Gemara continues. Tanan Hasan, Hatoylish Simani Tuma Oyver Beleisase. One who removes parts of a Tsaras affliction that will make the affliction Tahar transgresses the law of Hishama Benega Tsaras. Guard the Tsaras affliction. For instance, since two white hairs in a Nega would make the person Tame, a person is not allowed to remove one of the two white hairs. If, however, it has three white hairs, and the person removes one of them, leaving two hairs behind, there is a machlokes. Rav Nachman holds he is chayiv, because if another hair were to later fall out, it would turn out that removing the first hair made a big difference. Rav Sheshet holds he is potter, because at the time that he pulled the hair out, the nega remained tameh. This machlokes is based on how to reconcile a braisa which says that one is chayiv for carrying a chatzi zayis min hames, with our Mishnah that says kezayis min hames, from which we infer that one would be potter for carrying a chatzi zayis min hames. Rav Sheshet reconciles the two as follows. The braisa which says chayiv is speaking of a case where he took out a chatzi zayis out of a kezayis, which is significant because it is now no longer mitame. The Mishnah which says potter is speaking of a case where he took out a chatzi zayis out of a total of a kezayis and a half, which is currently an inconsequential action. Rav Nachman interprets the braisa which says chayiv, where he took out a chatzi zayis out of a total of a kezayis and a half, which could become consequential if more of the body was removed. The Mishnah which says potter is speaking of a case where he took a chatzi zayis mimeis gadol from a much larger mess, which is entirely inconsequential. The next Mishnah lists various activities that Rabbi Eleza holds are asa midaraisa, and the Chacham hold they are only asa midarabanan. Zak the Mishnah. Hanoitel tziparnav zu bezu oy bishinav. Rabbi Eleza mechayev vacham oyisu mishum mishuos. One who removes his fingernails by hand or with his teeth, according to Rabbi Eleza, it's asa midaraisa, and according to the Chacham, it's only asa midarabanan. The Gemara clarifies 2 points. First, machlokes biyad aval bekli divya kol chayev. Cutting one's nails with a utensil is according to everyone asa midaraisa. Second, machlokes la'atzmoy aval chaveri divya kol pater. Removing another person's fingernails by hand is according to everyone only asa midarabanan because it's an unusual way to do the malacha. The next halacha in the Mishnah, v'chein sairoi, v'chein svamoi, v'chein ziknoi. So too, removing one's hair of the head, mustache, or beard by hand or teeth is subject to this machlokes. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's asa midaraisa, and according to the Chacham, it's only asa midarabanan. Regarding the amount of hair one must remove to be chayev, there's a machlokes. The Chacham say kimloi fi hazug, a scissors tip full, which are 2 hairs. Rabbi Elazar says even 1 hair. Regarding pulling out a white hair from among dark hairs, even the Chacham agree that one is chayev for 1 hair. This is forbidden even on the weekdays in violation of lo yilbash gever simlas isha, which make it forbidden for a man to be engaging in feminine activities.